I'm Amy Cherry, and you're listening to CityCast, your source on the city. Boston has been named one of the most sustainable cities in the nation. From green buildings to sustainable transportation, Boston boasts a variety of programs to protect the city's environment. The city hopes to set an example for other cities, as it is the leading pioneer in sustainable initiatives. Featured in this podcast are Mayor Menino, Jim Hunt, Chief of Environment and Energy for the City of Boston, and Allison Sander, founder and director of Alt Wheels.
Boston now has recently been recognized as a national leader on sustainability. We were recognized by Sustain-A-Lane, a national organization, as the seventh most sustainable city in the United States.
Simply put, the people of Boston deserve clean air, a clean harbor, and quality open space. That's where I have had my administration focus on environmental sustainability. Green building program, our clean fleet initiative, and our commitment to renewable energy have put Boston in a leadership position nationally.
Mayor Menino has put together an aggressive agenda on making Boston a leader on sustainable transportation, green buildings, alternative renewable energies. On the issue of sustainable transportation, we've really revolutionized the ways that municipal governments run their fleets. Mayor Menino last year, when gas prices soared, came out and said, we've got to really embrace sustainable transportation and changed our vehicle procurement policy to require alternative fuel vehicles like hybrids and compressed natural gas vehicles to be introduced into the fleet. And he led by example.
Last year, I traded my conventional gasoline vehicle for a CNG, one of the cleanest alternative fuel technologies available on the market. I thought it was important to me to demonstrate to the public that I really believed in it. I couldn't talk about it unless I had something that was environment safe, and I think this CNG vehicle does it.
We founded Alt Wheels 5 years ago, and we're about creating a more sustainable future and vision for the region in terms of alternative energy and alternative transportation. The city was very supportive. This year on City Hall Plaza was our fourth year of the festival. I think we got about 20,000 people. We had over 165 exhibitors. We had 17 different types of technologies. We had everything from million-dollar vehicles to grassroots vehicles.
In addition to that, the mayor has developed an aggressive green building agenda, so we're working to implement green building technologies. Mayor Menino announced a $2 million grant from the Mass Technology Collaborative to bring renewable energy technologies and green building design into our affordable housing pipeline.
Green buildings use the latest in technology, reduce energy consumption, reuse building material, reduce pollution, and promote smart transportation alternatives. Our green building program ensures that we grow Boston in a way that is good for the environment, public health, and the economy. And when it comes to green buildings, we're not just focusing on downtown development. We are also focusing on neighborhoods, our affordable housing program.
This $2 million in resources will help bring energy efficient, Energy Star products, energy conservation products, and renewable energy technologies to over 200 units in Boston residential areas. We're also looking to wind. We're proud to host the IBW Local 103's wind turbine right on the Southeast Expressway, but we're looking to do more of that in Boston, again, to demonstrate leadership in renewable energy. What makes Boston unique is really the leadership at the top with Mayor Menino and leading by example, whether it's sustainable transportation, renewable energy, green buildings, or energy conservation. These are all areas where Boston is demonstrating leadership. We hope that, and through our programs at other municipalities and the state and federal governments, will follow our lead as we all work as an administration to grow Boston and to grow our economy and make it more livable. We're working to do so in a more sustainable fashion, and we're very proud of that.
For more information about sustainability accomplishments or alternative transportation, you can visit www.cityofboston.gov/environmentalandenergy or www.altwheels.org. That's all for this edition of CityCast. Thanks for listening, and tune in next time.